I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just before we start the episode proper, just a few things to go through. So if you're in Melbourne, the live shows at the Catfish, Sundays at 3 p.m. start very, very soon. November 3rd is the first one. Then every Sunday going up until December 15. Lineups are looking amazing. I said at the end of last week's episode, some of the people in the first 2 weeks, I'll say them here. Tom Gleason, Kate McLennan, Judith Lucy, Fiona O'Loughlin, Joel Creasy, Tom Ballard, just to name a few. Carl Chandler, there you go. Eve Ellen Bogan, that's all eight of them. So anyway, get a ticket and come along. Tickets at joshearl.com.au. You can get $75 for a season pass. They're very close to selling out. And then individual tickets are only $15. So if you want to get that, get on. So how it will work, we'll do the podcast, then we'll have a break, and then there'll be a stand-up show where everyone will be trying out new stuff, and people who aren't on the podcast are getting up and trying stuff as well. So that's always fun. If you're not in Melbourne and you want to help the podcast out, become a Patreon subscriber. Look, even if you are in Melbourne, help me out. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. You get bonus content once a month, free writing every week. And if you're a $20 or more, you'll get a free t-shirt coming out to you very, very soon there at the printers right now. Another way you can help the podcast out is going onto the iTunes or whatever you listen to. Give it a 5-star rating. Leave it a little review. That's always nice. Share it amongst your friends. Send it out to your social media people and that'll be cool. Anyway, enough from me. Enjoy this episode. Hopefully I see you at the live shows, Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane. I'll also see you soon. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with a chef from Knox County who's just opened a food truck called Pizza and Amore, where they serve pizza and sandwiches.
Oh, that's the Amore. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be pizza and a kissing booth.
Apparently not. Does he not know that Amore means love, not sandwiches?
For me, sandwiches are love.
Well, maybe that's what he's doing as well. Come on, Josh, though. Lift your game. Hey, this is your first time to the podcast. What do? I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a man on LinkedIn who describes his job as protecting birds where they live, one email at a time. Can you please welcome from the Weekly Planet, it is Nick Mason.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here. One email at a time. That sounds very effective.
One email at a time. So he's just emailing parks or people cutting down trees? Don't do that.
You can email trees now, I think.
There
are some trees in parks that have email addresses and you can send them little notes to...
Maybe that's what he's doing.
As per my previous email, stop killing birds.
Our next guest shares his name with a Melbourne massage therapist and the pastor at the Ballarat Central Church of Christ. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Tim Clark.
Woo!
Thank you very much for having me back. I think the streak is continuing where the first time I was on here, there was another Tim Clark who was the CEO of Emirates. Then there was a pilot, then a jockey, and now we're gradually going down. There was a comedian last time, now we're at massage therapist. I think we'll eventually reach me.
Are you saying comedian is above massage therapist?
Because you're wrong.
I'm talking about the other Tim Clark in the UK. He's carved out a good niche for himself.
Hey, our next guest is a first timer to the podcast. She shares her name with the head of talent analytics at Point72 in New York. Can you please welcome to the podcast? It's Lauren Bonner. Yeah.
Thank you. Do you know
about this lady who is a head of something?
I don't, but there's another Lauren Bonner, which is Lauren Bonner Official on Instagram, and she's a model. And my body, that is my body. If you see nude photos of her, that's my body. And if you search Lauren Bonner on Reddit, it's like small tits, but it's hot. So it's me. Yeah. I don't know her though.
And finally is another first timer to the podcast. She shares her name with a South African beauty advisor and the senior news producer at Democracy Now! In New York. Can you please welcome Carla Wills?
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know that, and I've Googled myself a lot.
You should go on LinkedIn. That's where these two are. Yep. So that. South African beauty advisor, not even beauty therapist, just an advisor. Yeah. Maybe she's the one on Reddit saying Lauren Bonner's got small tits.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to bring you down.
Yeah. Maybe. The comment came from Carla Wills Official.
Big tits official.
Yeah.
Wow. Women supporting women.
Hey, this first round is called Social Me Media. Well, I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. Or Facebook update, because Carla, you're not on Twitter, are you?
No, I don't know how.
Yeah. It's like Facebook, but is just it? You don't see your auntie's pictures.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, so you can't buzz in for your own ones. If you get it right, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So here we go. First one. I'm Ira Glass and you're eating my pussy.
Tim. Meso.
I heard Tim first.
Well, now that Meso's eliminated himself from the pussy chat, I'm going to go with Lauren.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Tim.
Oh,
yes.
That was easy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like you condensed her into one brand.
Yeah,
you got it.
That's my energy walking in the door.
So I should point out to the listeners, so Tim and Lauren have only just met. Actually, Lauren's only just met all four of us.
Yeah, I think I've met Carla very briefly once, like in a bar. I think during Comedy Fest.
But you just dropped that you live with her cousin.
And
as
I live
well.
With her cousin.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I don't know Tim or Nick, so
we're gonna have to make a lot of assumptions in this first round. Yeah. We're gonna build a mental picture of each other based on zero information. So this is gonna be really good.
All you know about Nick is that he has very good taste in shirts.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I hadn't met Lauren before today, but I follow you on Twitter, and my first assumption was Josh is absolutely going to open with a tweet that contains the word pussy, and I have been vilified.
Yeah.
I'm up. I don't need any more.
So on Twitter, you can reference your pussy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely signing up.
Oh, it's all over it. Yeah. Pussy this, hashtag pussy. Yeah.
It used to be called Twatter. All right, second question.
Question two, if you're riding a unicycle, congrats, you're riding a tandem bike with all your friends.
Lauren.
I heard Lauren.
Tim.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Lauren. Yes. Taking them down.
Yeah. Take that, unicyclists.
Are they above or below massage therapists?
Yeah. Probably below, but now that I've said it out loud, they probably contribute quite high to the Venn diagram of unicyclists and podcast listeners.
Yeah, well, as soon as I heard unicycle, I was like, yeah, this nerd.
Yeah, here we go. It's that laneway culture of Melbourne, you know, sipping lattes, riding one wheel.
What age does it get where someone on a unicycle is not cool? Because as a kid, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's the coolest thing in the world.
But you do see someone on a unicycle, that's cool.
Yeah. It would be great if it started cool, got better at two wheels, but a tricycle, fucking hell, he's riding three at once.
Yeah. There's those one wheel, like, they're like Segways, but they've got no handle, but it's just one wheel. Have you seen people on those? Like the Jetsons?
No.
It's just a one wheel.
Oh, yes, I have seen those.
They
or like
lean forward. It's very crazy.
Or the skateboards with one big wheel in the middle.
Yeah, it's not cool.
No.
It's
so annoying.
Yeah. Just walk.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
I reckon unicycles gets to an age where it's not cool, and wearing a top hat gets to an age where it's not cool either.
Yeah,
when you're a kid, seeing someone with a top hat and just a T-shirt, that's cool.
Yeah.
Talking to you, Slash. Yeah. And then it gets not cool anymore.
What if you're wearing the top hat and it's got like a little flip top and you've got a big bushy beard and you're wearing a barrel? You've just been through a recession at that point.
Question three. It's kind of cool when people don't drink, but also shut the fuck up and stop being excited during the daytime. I don't know how to be excited with you and you're overwhelming me.
Meso. Tim.
Oh, I heard Meso.
Is that Carla?
That is the voice of Carla Wills there. Yeah, it's a point there for Meso.
Yeah. Complaining as per usual.
We're building a picture.
All right, question four. Whenever someone asks me who my favourite comedian is, I panic because I'm scared that my favourite comedian is someone I saw once in an open mic do fart noises.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Lauren.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Tim, yes.
Yes, my tweets are iconic.
Yeah. I thought, fart, around. Close to the pussy. She's branching out.
Yeah, it's just inches away.
It is. Very funny when you see someone at an open mic just do their own thing.
Yeah, hey, that's what's scary, isn't it? You watch a Netflix special of a legend, I'm like, I do a slight smile maximum, go to open mic, someone I've never seen before, be like, my wife. Oh, I lose it.
And they've been building up the whole week for that. They're like, oh, my God, I'm going to get out some my wife stuff, do some fart noises.
Yeah,
this is gonna...
and you know what? It crushes.
In Sydney, I once saw a man dressed as a bird do a parody of I Kissed a Girl, but it was I Kissed a Gull. And I liked it.
Oh, my God.
And it's so close to girl that you couldn't really hear the difference of what he was saying.
He needs
like
some flashcards with Gull written on them. Yeah.
Oh, I'll be home this weekend if you know who you are. Hit me up.
Yeah. Did he do well?
No, he did not do well.
And then he has to take the tram home or whatever.
Yeah.
With the bird suit on.
That is my favourite thing when
surely just fly home.
Someone has a prop which is clothing.
Can we edit out the pause, please, Josh?
Then we put that laugh in.
All right, good.
My favourite thing is when a comic has like a big prop or a wacky outfit and they make mention of it in the first second and it doesn't do well and then they have to sit in their bomb for the rest of their 5 minutes.
Yeah. So they've committed to it and they can't just act like, oh, no, it's just like a last minute thing.
No.
No. 15 more pages on that sketch pad. We know.
Something funny happened on the way to the gig. I bought this bird costume.
That is why I'm the worst host, because when something like that happens, I'm just like, I get on afterwards. I'm like, I don't know what to.
I once saw Josh Thomas in Brisbane was emceeing and was like, everyone's going to be great. You're going to have a great time. And then he got up after someone bombed and said, I'm sorry, I lied to you. Okay. Next question. I'm with my mum and she keeps pointing out every toilet she sees and says, darling, there's a toilet. Do you need to go to the toilet? Like, she does. Like, does she think that when she's not there, I'm just walking around pissing my pants constantly?
Meso.
Yes, Meso.
Carla again?
You are correct, Meso.
All right.
Carla's poker face was not great. saw you jiggling around.
My mother, everybody, yes.
Did you say, no, mum, I don't need to go to the toilet? I'm an adult.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a big kid now.
No, Mum, I don't need to go. I just pissed myself. Okay,
my mum lives interstate, so I think the thing is you're like, I love my mum so much. But then when I'm with her, I don't know if you guys relate to this, I'm like, oh, my God, you're so annoying.
You regress a little.
Yeah. You are literally the most annoying person.
Yeah, I think we can all relate. We all find your mother very annoying.
Oh, my God.
You would.
Oh, I'm beginning out the sass.
Question 6. This has a typo in it, but I'm standing by it regardless.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Meso?
Yes, you are correct. Point that there. Yes.
All right.
What was it? I think Josh.
That was afterwards.
I think Josh reads all my tweets through like Netscape Navigator or something like that.
No, because it was.
You never see the photos.
It was linked to the tweet above.
Oh, I see.
But I just thought that on its own is funny. That's what I thought. Because the one above was something about some charity you're raising money for.
Okay, right, sure.
And
that's
funny.
Boring and pretentious.
Yeah.
Why don't you try some pussy jokes?
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're
trying to raise money for Unicef. It's UNICEF, but spelt wrong.
Yeah.
I stand by it. It's got a typo.
Stand by it.
Question 7. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time, I say during sex, lying about how good a time we're going to have.
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
Is that Tim?
You are correct. Yes, you got a point.
Yes.
1 point, my first point.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. On a sex joke of Tim's.
Yeah.
The best reaction I've had to a sex joke from me.
Okay, question 8. Being a man isn't about what society wants you to be. Being a man is about having a pocket full of coins and calling it shrapnel.
Meso.
Yes, Meso.
Lauren?
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Meso. That's a very good tweet.
That is a good tweet.
It's a point for me too, because like you're just reading out my content and like, you know, I really like it and it's nice to get it out there.
The more tweets we recognise as yours, the more follows you're going to get.
Yeah,
media.
Please.
Yeah. It's important.
The verbal retweet.
Yeah.
Am I reading it okay? Sometimes I stumble on the words and
no, I think you killed it.
I can see the people who I'm reading it out, they're cringing on. That's not the voice.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Okay, question 9. Gonna bomb an open mic spot before seeing Joker tonight to really get that 4D experience.
Lauren.
Yes, Lauren.
Was it Tim?
That was Tim. Yes, a point there for Lauren. Yes.
That was way too fast.
I think I follow you.
All right. Well, didn't have to admit that on recorded medium.
Have people in the room seen Joker yet?
No. Yes.
You would have.
No.
I've seen it.
Is it
good?
I really liked it. Yeah.
Well, I think it's bad.
You think it's bad?
Yeah, I think it's bad.
Well, I think we know who's woke, Tim.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I am sick of reading everyone's opinions about it.
I think it's one of those ones that's not going to disappear for a very long time. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hearing hot takes for years.
It's just a movie.
In a way, yeah.
Tim is an incel. And we know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like top hats and lying about how good at sex I am and bombing at open mics. Only two of those are correct.
That is really an incel checklist.
Yeah. Do you like those things or are you bottling up those things for later?
I'm a real outsell because, you know, I'm an extrovert.
An outsell.
Because I almost didn't go and see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Have you seen that?
No, I saw that.
Did you like it?
I kind of liked it, but then I heard people pan it. But also I'd have to watch it again because I was so distracted by Brad Pitt. Like, he was so hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
It was insane.
That scene where he climbs on the roof to fix the aerial?
My God. He took off his shirt. I audibly went, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's got, like, this rugged dad bod. Well, not dad bod, but, like, older man. Oh, I can't sit still.
Yeah. Wow. Hot take on this podcast. Brad Pitt, hot. Sorry, my mouth was salivating so much I couldn't get it out.
Oh, we'll say.
Because I'd read all the reviews saying it was really bad. And so I thought, I do like Tarantino. I'll go and see it. And there's a long period. It starts off quite slow. But there are some scenes where I'm like, this is great. I love this scene.
Yeah, absolutely. There were some slow sequences, but like that's just Tarantino.
Yeah.
Like, he just does that.
And in the end, it all comes together very well, and the violence is so cartoonish that you're like, it's not even, who cares? It's like, it's so dumb.
Or
some people might care, but like, I just was like, I'm going to stop listening to people on Twitter. That's my new take. You can take that away.
Yeah, you can't say anything anymore.
Take that to the bank.
It's woke culture. I hate it. I'm sick of it.
I'm not saying, I'm saying people have opinions on movies that they haven't seen yet. That's all. Just see it and then have your opinion.
Just watch it.
Is that too far?
Has this been one long tweet that you've been reading out as question 10?
Last week I got in trouble as well for saying something, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah.
Yes, you can.
It's something about accents you can do these days.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Why you can't use a Japanese accent, but a European accent is fine.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. But I was just saying people might say this.
Well, I say double down on it, so try it again this week.
We were mostly complaining about the props and the accent work you were bringing to the gig, Josh. You had that big gong that you kept banging. Yeah. You committed seppuku after the gig went so bad. Yeah. It was rough.
All right, last question for this round. I'm just like you, the common person.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Meso?
Yes, you are correct.
That does sound like something I would say.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was a photo with it as well. I think that was an Instagram one. I'm not sure. I didn't do the research. I just saw it. Well, that'll do.
Okay.
At the end of that round, the scores are Carla, you're on 1 point.
Oh.
Well done. Lauren, you're on 2 points. Tim, you're on, Mesa, you're on 3 points. In the lead on 4 points is Tim Clark. Ooh, yes.
All right. Now, this is the point where I decide, am I going to be competitive or do I decide the points don't matter? And I'm right on the cusp. So I'm like,
Just have fun with it, Nick.
Okay, all right.
The rest of you, try and take him down. Yeah. Okay, right. This round is called Birds Do It, Bees Do It, Even Educated Fleas Do It, Let's Do It, Let's Annoy Dogs. Okay, so in this round, we go back and talk about those romantic times that we probably want to forget. And today we're talking about Nick Mason. Now, Nick was on a first date where they organised to meet at the zoo. When the two of them were near the monkeys, what did the date say to Nick that made the date a bit weird? She said how she wanted to own a monkey ever since Michael Jackson had Bubbles. She then asked Nick if he believed MJ was innocent. Nick said no, and she said, well, this isn't going to go any further, and left.
Ooh, that's quite a recent date, if that was that case.
Yeah.
Was it B? She said she wants to see the monkeys fight and started banging the glass and baring her teeth. Nick thought it was a bit, but she kept it going for way too long.
That would just make it funnier.
Yeah. That's a great bit.
Yeah, double down.
Or C, she told Nick she had ranked all her male friends, and if she wasn't pregnant within 6 months, she would work her way down the list asking them to be donors.
I think we've all done that. You know?
Yeah. Now,
all right, so
these...
you went on a date with a normal woman. We get it. Yeah. We get it, Nick.
One of these is true. You have to ask him as many questions as you want to try and get the truth out of him. Bear in mind he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Okay. Sorry, Tim.
No, sorry. You go.
Was this date pre the Finding Neverland documentary or post?
It was pre.
Really?
It was set many years ago.
Okay.
This would have been 6 years ago, something like that.
Yeah. That's
so still rumours out there. Innocent.
Yeah.
But was there much talk about it? Would you automatically, if someone brought up Michael Jackson, would you 6 years ago say, do you think he's innocent? Would that be like a universal enough thing to
I feel there's been assorted like surges.
Yeah.
Like I think there was a documentary and then like a few years before that and then there's the trial and there was bits in between.
And the baby over the balcony brought it back up.
Yeah.
Man, we really forgot about that. I saw a video clip of that the other day. Fuck, he really dangles that baby.
Yeah. He was proud.
That baby is all grown up and very well adjusted now.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No.
Maybe it would have done you good to be dangled over a few boundaries.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
That baby's name's Blanket, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
But that was just a nickname.
Oh, no. It wasn't really? Named.
His real name was like, Duna.
Yeah. Duvet when it was in
France. All right, Nick, which of those three stories is true?
Oh, all of them. They're all true.
She did all
three.
Damn. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I've been tricked before.
Damn it.
When she's banging on the glass, was this Melbourne Zoo?
This is Melbourne Zoo, yeah.
So it's like a glass enclosure or is it like a chain
There's a bunch of different enclosures. So there's like a gorilla enclosure that is glassed and then the gorilla one is sort of mesh, I think, and then if you move a little bit further around, there's like orangutans or chimpanzees, and that's glass, and that's where it took place.
There's like little viewing platforms you can go on. That's glass.
Yeah, and there's like an assortment of.
As someone who has kids who quite often goes to the zoo, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but the glass usually has that bar in front of it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, but it's only like a foot.
Oh, okay.
It's like a standing bar, and that's like. It's the honor system, basically.
And she wanted the monkeys to fight each other.
Yes.
Okay.
How many, this you probably wouldn't remember depending on how long ago it was, how many like names of men did she list in her friends list?
She only gave me about three.
Okay.
But apparently it was everyone.
It was every single person.
Well, like everybody in her like major friends group.
Everyone that she thought if she asked to jack off into a little cup, would do it.
They would do it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a risk versus reward situation.
Yeah, yeah. And it was 6 months. She said if she's not pregnant within 6 months.
Oh, well, she said if she didn't have a long-term partner in 6 months.
That's real quick.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
How old was she?
Yeah.
On her dating profile, it said she was 30.
Okay, it's the C.
Okay.
I relate.
But I think she was older.
Really? So she's a bona fide psycho.
Well, I think because I went on her Facebook profile and somebody put up an article on her page and was like, here's some stuff you can still do when you're 40. And I'm like, all right, okay.
Ooh, again, great bit. If she's not 40, great bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's true, yeah.
When I met my wife, I thought she was a lot older than she was. I thought she was 31, but she was only 22.
That's okay.
Is this the first time you've admitted this, Josh?
No. I told her after like date three.
Okay.
Because we were at a party, a house party. And
how old were you? You're like, I was 38 at the
time. I was 22.
Looking for a 22-year-old.
She was 23. I was 22. And so a song came on. We were at a house party. That's where we met. And it was New Kids on the Block. And she said, I haven't heard this song since I was in high school when it first came out. And I did the maths. I went, that was in the 80s. She's 31. Anyway, we hooked up that night.
Okay. Nice.
I went home and I told my flatmates. And they were all like, she's going to want kids soon. You got to get out of that because she's going to be wanting kids. I'm like, no. She's cool. And then I told her because... Then I said, so how old are you? And she goes, oh, I'm 23. I thought, oh, and then she was like, oh, and you still wanted to go home with me when I was 31? I was like, that was number one. Was amazing.
You're like, yeah, I wanted to put a baby in.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you didn't ask her age until date three, did you say?
Yeah. Well, does it come up? How often do you ask someone
their
age?
That's such a 22-year-old boy thing to do, yeah, to just not ask that question.
I'm not going
to
ask her what her age is. I'm going to deduce it by via facts.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little quiz and say, so...
when did you last hear Venga Boys, yeah, Venga Bus?
Every night before I go to sleep, I put it on.
Like, 9/11, where were you?
What are you accusing me of? So she was baring her teeth and, like, just banging on the glass? Was she making monkey noises?
She was not making monkey noises, but she was like, I want to make them fight. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, absolutely, we do.
Did she have the opportunity to, like, throw stuff at the monkeys?
No, this was behind
the glass. This was behind the glass.
This is behind the glass bit. And so she was, like, doing the baring the teeth. And I'm like, okay, that's funny. They weren't, they're sort of some distance away, so they're not really looking.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, that's a funny bit.
Okay.
And then she does, like, the heel of the hand slap.
Yeah.
On the window, and I'm like, ah, and then she, like, keeps at it, and at which point there's not that many people around, but there's always somebody around, and I'm like, okay, we're going to get.
Yeah, and they're looking over and just seeing a smiling lady just guffawing up and having a great time, you're and correct, then you walking away. I don't want to fuck this 40-year-old crazy lady.
I just waited till she stopped.
Okay.
Fortunately, nobody.
So it's that one. Carla.
Mm. You want? You B. can all guess. Okay, so Carla is thinking B, monkeys. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim, we're going to lock in.
I'm going to lock in A.
A, Michael Jackson. Bubbles. And Lauren?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say A as well.
You're going to say A as well? The correct answer was C.
Oh!
She'd ranked all her friends and was going to go around saying, put
six
a baby
months.
In me.
Yeah.
That's six so months. Quick. Like, she should know. Like, she could have 6 months in her head, but she should have said a year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Just ease me in.
Yeah.
Ease me in with the terrifying prospect of 1 year and not the incredibly terrifying prospect of 6 months.
Because a year.
You're always
like,
over budget.
Yeah, that's right.
A year, but also, like, it could be anyone, but 6 months is like, is it you?
Under promise, then over deliver sperm.
To drop this, always said. Date one as well is a no.
Yeah,
like,
and
it's
she was
good
like,
for being
she asked
you for a cup of your cum after the date. Or did you not?
Maybe you're on the list.
Oh my God, maybe I should have.
Wow.
She had an expectant look, maybe I should have offered. Yeah. But
so
she was,
rude.
We were going through the gorilla enclosure and she dropped that on me and she's like, that's not weird, is it? And I'm like, ha, 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 no. Mm. But it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the weirdest
that's
thing.
That's weird.
Yeah. You went back to her place, she bared her teeth, started slamming on the walls.
Is the zoo a regular place for you to go on dates? Is that a good place?
I think maybe I've been on two or three dates at the zoo.
Whoa, okay, so it's your move.
Yeah, that's right.
You go to the zoo.
Yeah.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Carla on 1 point, Lauren on 2 points, Tim on 4 points, but now in the lead on 6 points, it's Nick Mason.
I'm taking it seriously now, everyone.
Only I clap there, listeners, just so you know.
Yep.
Okay.
Because we're now all taking it seriously.
Right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If things true, you say yeah. If things a lie, you say nah. A point if you get correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you are incorrect. So you can ask them as many questions as you want. Here we go. So to Nick. Now, Carla was at the doctor's when a toddler just came and sat on her lap in the waiting room and asked her to read the pregnancy and alcohol pamphlet to her. Carla was uncomfortable, but she did it. Yeah or nah?
Where was the mum or dad?
Do I have to answer?
Yeah, you can answer.
This isn't a deposition, Carla. You can't plead the fifth.
Get another point. I'm on one and he's on six.
The podcast police will arrive. If you are lying, they will drag you away. So.
Yeah, it's Mark Maron.
The grandma.
Oh, yes.
Was a little further away.
Uh huh.
And just allowing this to.
Interesting.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Did you give her any pointed looks? Like, what's the deal here with this kid?
No.
Well, yeah, come on.
It was a really cute kid.
Uh huh.
It was a really cute kid.
What suburb was this in?
Just down the road.
Oh, down the road. Okay.
Don't give away where we record because I'll have like thousands of people at the door.
Yeah. Okay. All right, down the road.
Mark Maron with the podcast police again.
Hey, what the fuckers?
Yeah. You have the right to a guy.
Where did the pamphlet come from? I know the doctor's office.
The doctor's office.
But like where do they put them?
In one of those pamphlet holder plastic
pamphlet
things.
Holders, interesting.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they exist. They're a thing.
How long was a pamphlet?
17 A4 pages.
Do you remember any fun
that's
facts about...
That's a big pamphlet. That's a big 17 A4
that's
pages.
That's a lot of wow.
That's a story.
That's like a newsletter. Mm.
Do you remember any fun facts about drug and alcohol dependency?
Fetal alcohol syndrome. Mm-hmm. It was really specific about that one, which I thought was very appropriate to read to a toddler in a crowded doctor's waiting room.
I'm going to say nah.
You are incorrect. It was true. A point for Carla, yes.
Very good. Very nice.
Very uncomfortable.
Did the grandmother come over to you at any point and say, I'm sorry, oh, great, someone else has got it?
Yeah.
Great.
She's like, good, I can read my book in peace.
Yeah.
Then the toddler ripped the pamphlet into tiny pieces, threw it in the air, and they walked into their doctor's appointment, and me, like a little bitch, picked up all
the papers. What a diva.
Only because anyone who walked in would have thought that was your
exactly.
daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
All right, so to Carla. Now, Lauren once was out at a nightclub where she had too much to drink. There's a theme.
No.
Okay, she then vomited into a pint glass but made it look as if she was just taking a sip of her drink. Yeah or nah?
Oh.
Oh, wow. How nice of a girl do you think I really am? Yeah.
What were you drinking?
Pea soup.
Yeah. A few years ago, I think it was this club that had like a Kool-Aid vodka special. Okay. Purple drank kind of vibe.
Right. Always wanted to try that.
It was yummy.
Got some codeine in there too.
Yeah. No, not at the bar. No codeine at the bar. No.
So if it was, so the vomit would have just been, I guess, like a nice fluorescent colour.
Yeah, well, it was like drunk vomit, but it was probably food and stuff as well.
Oh, you'd eaten beforehand.
Yeah, always. Always eating, you know me. Yeah,
how'd right. that drunk lady get a smoothie in here?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always one glass of water and then one more glass of vomit. You've got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think it was my first vomit of the night. So I think it was like not totally...
You were binge vomiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a casual vomiter?
I used to vomit a lot more than I do
okay,
now.
Okay, great. Okay.
I feel like I used to vomit from drinking, like, not that I drank, you know, that much, but I think I had a more sensitive, like, disposition. Mm-hmm. But I haven't vomited from drinking for a long time now. But this is, good. Like, when I was 18, 19. I was like,
yeah, right.
And just to clarify, it was a clear glass, pint glass, right?
You know what? I think it might have even been like a big like plastic cup that they have at clubs.
Might have been a schooner. You know, they have those.
Oh, they do bloody things differently up there, don't they?
Exactly.
They do. We've skewered you. We absolutely got you.
And then also in Sydney.
This was clearly before 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It doesn't work anymore, but still.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I think it might have been like a non-clear plastic cup.
Right. You seem very vague about these memories.
Mm. Well, I was very drunk.
Okay, and well, I was that explains it then.
18 at the time, so roughly 6 months ago.
And did you actually have a little sip?
Of the vomit?
Yeah.
No, just okay. to make it look like I was sipping, just like.
I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes. Hey. Oh, yes.
I don't know why I've put that in the public. Now it's very disgusting.
Did you think you fooled anyone, or were you that drunk you didn't know?
I did fool everyone. Ah. I was like,
did you?
I like told my friends because it was so funny. Yeah. But like the bouncers and stuff. Yeah.
So do you think they were fooled, or they just didn't want to mess with a girl drinking her own vomit? So brazenly confident.
Guys, we're going to do shots of our own vomit. Here we go.
Maybe that. I shouldn't.
She's got a chaser of her own piss.
It's a rough night. I don't know. I think I'd vomited on the bus before getting to the bar. Then we got there. For some reason, they let me in. And then I was just like chilling. I like just like picked up, did the move. Like, look like you're sipping. Pretty much security right there. Just looks like you're drinking a drink. Covert vomit. Put it down. Mm. Amazing.
Nice.
It would have looked like a great magic trick.
Probably should have just gone home.
Yeah, maybe. But you know what? That's when the memories are made.
Yeah, that's so true.
The bouncer would have just heard, I love this drink.
Oh, delicious.
All right, to Lauren. Now, at a very early gig of Tim's,
yeah.
The MC asked for his name and Tim said, Tim Clark. The MC then said, Nah, there already is a Tim Clark in the UK who does comedy. You'll have to change it. What's your middle name? Tim told him his middle name, and the MC went out and introduced him to the crowd as Tim Allen. Yeah or nah?
That was the audience's reaction.
That's pretty funny. Also, Tim Allen isn't that kind of, like, he's like in the zeitgeist, I guess. But how old was this MC?
He was in his 30s, I would take a guess. This was a couple of years ago. This is my second ever gig.
Was he Australian?
I think so. I think he was Australian, but spent a lot of time in the UK. That's why he knew the other UK Tim Clark, my nemesis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting you, Tim Clark, the pop culture king, didn't say Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Well, I didn't know he was going to do it.
I see.
Yeah, and then maybe he should have brought you on as Alan Clark.
Yeah.
Again, that would have been better than bringing me on, someone who's not voice of Buzz Lightyear, Tim Allen, as Tim Allen.
Maybe I don't know if Home Improvement was big in the UK. Maybe he like kind of spends a lot of time in the UK. Do you know if you don't really know the MC as a person, do you?
No, I don't. He's stopped doing comedy now.
Okay.
But I think he, for some reason, he thought the audience wouldn't recognize Tim Clark from the UK more than Tim Allen.
He thought maybe he'd say, it's Tim Clark, and you'd come out and they'd be like, where's UK Tim Clark?
Yeah.
We are burning this place to the ground.
Yes. Yeah. I literally am a comedian. I don't know UK Tim Clark.
I don't know either.
I don't think he's that big. Yeah.
Yeah, you're making it seem like he's pretty big. But.
Well, the audience, I couldn't tell if they were disappointed or not because I couldn't tell if they were smiling or frowning. They were hiding behind a big fence.
Tim Allen. Yeah.
Thank you. There we go.
This was a few years ago?
This was about 6 or 7 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, so you were quite
second ever gig,
intimidated.
Oh, yeah. The MC was this, I don't know if he does comedy anymore, just big fat guy. Absolutely died. And then because he died, I had to take up the mantle of becoming him and I just bloated out the Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
There we go. Yeah. Yep.
I'm really racking my brain for any other movies he's been in and it's Wild coming up trumps. Wild Hogs. There we go.
Okay, now let's all pretend we don't know the reference and here we go.
All right.
All right. We'll edit that out.
Yeah.
Did you get to the gig on a motorcycle? Yeah.
I went long. I was Buzz getting the Lightyear. This is some good shit.
Maybe you manufactured this lie so you could perform these Tim Allen related.
Can I just say, for the listeners in comedy, you will get the light when it's your time to get off the stage. That was Tim was referring there.
Should I give Tim the light now?
I think nah.
You are incorrect. That was true. Damn. A point there for Tim. Yeah,
that's Tim Allen.
Sometimes MCs don't even shake my hands before gigs, so that's that's nice for you.
Yeah.
They don't. And then they get on and they're like, "Oh, come on, this next one." I'm gonna get off. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll just do 3 minutes."
Yeah. All right. To Tim. Now Nick. Cool. Once waited in line for 2 hours to meet the singer Ben Harper. When he got to the front of the line, he realised, I've got nothing to say to Ben Harper. And Ben Harper put his hand out to shake and Nick just left him hanging and walked away. Yeah or nah?
Now, Ben Harper, he's the ground one down guy?
I'm going to burn one down.
Burn one down.
But he's also ground on down.
Ground on down.
Yeah.
All right. From The Wiz. Different song. First question, why did you wait 2 hours in line to meet Ben Harper, someone you admittedly don't have anything to say to?
Well, I like his music.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
Right.
Well, I did. I mean, times change.
Yeah.
This was the late 90s.
Yeah. It's better to burn one down than to fade one down.
You better believe it.
So if you were such a big fan of his music, why did you not accept his handshake?
Well, like Josh said, I waited in line. And I think everybody else in the line was so fired up to be there. And they were just talking about Jack Johnson. And they were going to talk to him about his 12-string guitars. And they were going to talk to him about the Innocent Criminals. And they were going to talk to him about the recording process or whatever. And as the time passed, because like this line that was going like all the way around the block, like outside the venue. And
which venue was it, pardon?
It's called Gaslight Music. It's not there anymore, but it's sort of...
Oh, you would want me to believe this was true, wouldn't you?
Is Gaslight now a 7-Eleven? Is it on top of Bourke Street?
Yeah, it's the top of Bourke Street. It's near Spleen. It's either a 7-Eleven or like that Fancy Hank's barbecue place. But it went all the way up Bourke Street and like to the top and then all around the corner to like the train station.
This was the place that used to have nude day once a year.
Yes, it did.
You could go in and just take as much music as you wanted if you were in the nude.
Ooh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I wish that worked everywhere. I wish I could go to Westfields or something.
Mm. You can get on Spotify in the nude.
Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah.
Well, nude days works because you can't steal anything.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Well, you can.
Well, where are you going to hide it?
Me and Lauren can.
And so by the end, I'm just like, well, he's going to deal with hundreds of people who are all going to ask him all these questions. And I'm not going to be his friend or anything. Like, we're not going to have a 2-second conversation where I'm like, I like this album. I'll see you later. Mm. So I just was like, okay, bye. Well, I didn't say bye. I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, you blanked him.
Well, there was front of the line and there was like 10 feet of space, like where he would greet people, whatever, and I got to the front and they let me through and I just went, and they sort of left.
All right. What year was this?
This, I think, was 1999.
Huh. I don't know why I asked, because I already decided on my answer, which is nah.
You are incorrect. Oh, that was true.
That is true.
For Mesa.
Damn, I was trying to play the system. All four stories were true.
All four were true. Doesn't happen. Well done on even picking that up, Tim. So, because Ben Harper.
Yes.
At that time was massive.
Yes.
Okay? And I was at first year uni, and my uni flatmate had sex with a member of the Innocent Criminals.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was the big dude who just did the noises, those kind of...
The human beatbox.
Yeah.
Wow. That good guy. With his mouth.
Yeah. And when she told us, we found that so funny and we would do that all the time around her.
I only remember it was 1999 because there were two people in front of me, like hipster supreme, and they were having a long conversation about how much they hated the Whitlams.
Ah.
And one of them was like, you know that song Chunky Chunky Air Guitar? The air guitar's not even that chunky. I'm like, they're not wrong. It's a little thin, that chunky air guitar.
I thought you were going to say because Silverchair's Anthem for the Year 2000 was playing. And they only played that in 99. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Lauren on 2 points, Carla on 3 points, Tim on 5 points, in the lead still on 7 points is Nick Mason.
Ooh. Anyone's game.
I'm going to lose a lot of points in the last one.
Well, you can lose points in this round. This round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about everyone in the room, apart from me. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Your name's your buzzers. Here we go. Who here once, as a gift, gave a partner a picture of Mickey Mouse with an erection?
Lauren.
Yes, Lauren.
Carla?
No, that was Tim Clark. Wow.
Where did you get that? Did you draw it yourself?
It is a long story. It was our first day. We went to the Gin Palace in Melbourne, and there was a picture of Mickey Mouse with a boner. I'll pull up the picture, actually, on my phone, and I can send it to you, Josh, if you want to put it up. That was the photo we saw on the wall, and we had a little giggle about it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I tried to find it online. I Googled Mickey Mouse erection a lot.
You're on the list now.
Yeah. So many,
It's really easy to find a picture of Mickey Mouse with an erection online. It's very hard to find a specific picture of Mickey Mouse with an erection.
To be clear, that's kind of like, that's a PG. It's a PG erection.
Yeah, it's no deviant art kind
of. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not veiny.
It's not like an ad for a sexy Lois Griffin.
He's been kind of threatening towards Bambi there in that photo.
If you can't see this photo, what do you think this is?
I don't know. Look at her. She's asking for it.
Lying down like that.
Yeah.
And then for our 1-year anniversary, I tried to find it as a gift for her, and I couldn't find it, so I had to go to the Gin Palace and pretend I was stood up on a date so I can get in and just like get in there by myself and just sneakily take a photo of it. And then I printed it at Officeworks, and the paper jammed. And I had to get the manager of Officeworks to help me unstick it, and the manager there was the ducks of my old high school. Seeing me print off an A4 page of Mickey Mouse showing his erection to Bambi.
Well, it's for my girlfriend, okay? Yeah, for my girlfriend.
At least they were working at Officeworks, though. Yeah. The ducks of the school. Who has fallen further?
That is below.
I think the guy printing off Mickey Mouse porn has definitely fallen further.
He's like, so comedy's going well.
Yeah, you know, FMV's just who you know, really, in this day and age.
All right, question two. Who got a detention on their first day of school and then was a model student from that day on?
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Nick Mason?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that
was
so
me.
Slow on the buzzer.
Yeah.
So
what was the detention for?
First day of year seven, I was in a class with my best friend from primary school, and we got separated. It was Ben Harper.
Right.
And we just, I think we'd seen the teacher, our homeroom teacher, like smoking earlier in the day, and it led to this running gag of him, like, he probably does all kinds of weird stuff, and it was just us miming, like, doing coke and, like, injecting heroin or whatever, like, across the, and we're like, oh my God, we're the smartest, funniest guys. And nobody can see us doing this because we're geniuses, obviously. And then, like, at the end of the class, he's like, you and you, detention. You're done.
And we're that
like,
was it?
Yeah, that was it. Mm. And I'm like,
scared straight.
Straight away, yeah. Yeah, model student after that.
Mm.
I mean, not a good student, but a well-behaved, boring.
You shouldn't have mimed drinking and then vomiting it out and then drinking it back in again.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Question three, whose sibling is an Anglican minister?
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Carla?
No, it was Lauren.
Oh, yes. All right. I went with the City of Churches.
Yeah,
link.
And I also grew up in the church.
Yeah, so I knew that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we would have a lot in common, me and your sister.
My brother.
Your brother, sorry.
I said
girls aren't allowed to be ministers in the Anglican.
Yeah, that was a pretty woke assumption of you.
What does he think of your comedy?
He hasn't seen it for a long time, but he's really funny. We have a lot in common, but I think he knows that I talk about things that he wouldn't be loving, so he doesn't come really watch, and I'm glad he doesn't.
Is it because he only follows Lauren Bonner Official?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, she's really fallen from the cloth.
Yeah, so I'm really not happy with how her career's going. Small tits, too.
Question four, who was once in a fight where they vomited on their opponent?
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Carla?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
That is true. Yeah, I did. But in all fairness, I didn't want to be in the fight.
You've just been drinking too much whilst pregnant?
No, I was going to the bathroom to vomit because I'd taken an ecstasy pill. And on the way there, someone started a fight with me and my friend just got into it. And I couldn't just leave her there. So I went in and had a good innings. And
it's a good finishing
That's
move.
How it ended.
Do you vomit on them on purpose?
No, on accident.
Okay.
But really.
I'll show you.
Yeah. Yeah.
People thought that it was on purpose and I had a lot of street cred from
that
day.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing I've ever
had. I think you have a Mortal Kombat character based on
you. Yeah. Don't fight her, she vomits on people.
It would have been great if it was like a punch in the stomach that just set it off, just bang in their face.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Yeah.
That's your self-defense move, kids. All right, question five. Who, when their parents told them they were getting divorced, made them kiss?
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Lauren?
No, that's Carla.
Oh.
More of a sad story, that one.
How old were you?
11.
11.
Yeah. And they gave each other a little.
Did they kiss?
They did.
Wow.
They loved me a lot.
And did that spark them to not get
it
the divorce?
It did not. Okay, no. Thanks for bringing that up, Josh.
You told me the story.
Carla's sticking her fingers down her throat. No, do it, Carla!
Okay, question six. Who here has a fractured foot and no idea how?
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
I just buzzed in. I didn't really know because I'm just really...
Well, you got a 1 in 3 chance.
Okay. Lauren.
You are correct. Yes! Here's a point for Carla. Yes.
That's my vibe.
How long has it been fractured
for? Do
you
have that vibe?
Yeah, I think I would have been like 11 or something. It was so weird. I just woke up one morning and my foot was all swollen and I couldn't walk. And my mom was like, what did you do? Just tell me what you did. What did you do? And I was like, I don't know. And then we went to the doctor and it was fractured. But they were like, this is a really old fracture. Like, why hasn't it ever hurt you before? It's really painful. And then they put plaster on it. And then a few days later, it just stopped hurting and I was walking on it. And they were like, well, it's not healed. But, yeah, so it's still fractured. Don't know how I did it.
Still fractured?
Yeah, but it's fine, I think. Maybe. I've got a lot of back problems.
Yeah. The pain's deviated to a different area.
Maybe.
Yeah. Listeners at home can't see this, but Lauren is 88 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually my hands.
Small tits.
Oh, it's tiny. Yeah. And I've got sciatica.
Next question. Who lied to a friend and said that they were allergic to alcohol and has to keep up this lie ever since?
Lauren.
Tim.
Yes, Lauren.
Oh, Nick Mason.
You are correct, yes.
We really played each other on that
straight
one.
Straight and narrow, yeah.
Is that from the detention? You're like, yeah.
I don't think so. I think it was just like peer pressuring in high school. One guy's like, come on. And I pulled him aside one day and I'm like, listen.
I'm allergic.
I can't. It's just it's blood, it's vomiting, it's I can't do it. And he was kind of like, he felt really bad that he pressured me for so long.
How old were you when you had your first drink then?
It's just with him.
Yeah.
Ah.
But if you didn't drink it,
like high school parties and stuff, like.
Oh, no, just when he wasn't there. Oh,
okay.
I do it around corners and and et cetera. But I would... I still have never drunk in front of him. So
that's crazy.
It's been 20 years.
You don't have any photos with a beer or something?
No, I've...
Your whole life.
Yeah, I know, right?
Such well,
maybe
a good
he
boy.
Knows now. I don't know. Does he listen to this probably?
I don't know. Mm. Hope so. Anyway, next question. Who as a child would waddle out of bathrooms, head down and ass first to avoid looking in any mirrors?
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
Lauren.
No, it was Tim Clark.
I was a very beautiful child.
All right. I feel the justification is not going to justify anything Josh just said.
You thought there were monsters in the mirror.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, in horror movies where they open a mirror or like splash their face and then when they turn back, the killer's there. Well, they're not going to fool me. I'd spat out my toothpaste and I was so afraid of like standing back up. I just walked backwards, ass first, and then out of the room.
But they're still in the room though. Do you understand?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Attack a small boy presenting his ass? They're going to get me too.
Yes.
Or me booed.
Question 9. Who was thrown off a bus in year 9, hit their head, and honestly believes it has made them dumber?
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Lauren?
No, it was Nick. Went off Tim. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very smart.
Yeah.
I think it's yeah.
Well, I thought that being thrown off a bus would have been related to the fractured foot thing.
Oh, yeah, maybe that would add up.
Mm. Mm,
no, it was because he wouldn't drink alcohol, wouldn't do shots at the back of the bus. So he'd get off the bus, nerd.
And then just out. No, I got shoved out one time on the way to school just by people just rushing to get to school for some reason.
Nerds.
And I just hit my head and I just dealt with the ding for some amount of time. And it's I feel like it's correlated exactly with my decline in mental faculties. Or is it just a realization that I'm kind of dumb? Maybe it's that.
I got hit in the head when I was in year 9 as well.
Uh-huh.
No, year 10. Like a kid threw a medicine ball at my head.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a daze for a good half the day. And then just after lunch was lining up for going to science and just broke down crying. And that's when the teacher said, oh, I think he's concussed. And I had to go to hospital. And I still remember because the two ambulance guys who came, both their names were John and John. And they said, what's my name? What's his name? And I was like, John. And he goes, yeah, you're fine. That was the test, though.
It was just the one guy.
You were just a crybaby.
Yeah, but I don't know. But I was in an actual daze for 4 hours just walking around school.
Sounds like a concussion to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I could remember the easiest name in the world twice.
Yeah. That you're, fine. Somehow fine. Yeah.
They really are the two worst people to administer that test.
John and John.
Yeah. All right, question 10. Who had an old woman at their work tell this person's boss that they were good at anal things?
What?
Say it again.
Who had an old person at their work tell this person's boss that they were good at anal things?
Lauren.
Yes, Lauren.
Tim?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Lauren. Had to be Lauren because both these two.
Look,
it's not what you're thinking. I fucked this old woman in the ass. Anyway, this has been Don't You Know Who I Am.
Scores. Okay. No.
I helped an old lady at work with some very small, fiddly labels to put on some things, and she was impressed with, the little fiddly tasks and all the small duties that she's asked me to help her with, and she goes, oh, that Timothy, he's so good at those anal things. And we all had a big laugh, and I don't think she understood who we were laughing at. And that's when I fucked that old woman in a pert ass. And now the scores.
At the end of the game, the scores are Lauren Bonner on 3 points. Well done, Lauren.
Thank you.
Carla Wills also on 3 points. Tim Clark on 4 points, but our winner on 7 points is Nick Mason. Yes.
I'm choosing to take this seriously. Yep. I'm the big winner.
Because you win, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first.
Oh,
You've got a podcast?
I do have a podcast, but...
it's not on anymore. No?
Yeah, we're done. I was going to say, we have a charity campaign running as part of Planet Broadcasting. We are building a seaweed farm to help with climate change, and we're up to $55,000. So
that's
if anybody
amazing.
Would like to contribute, you can go to planetbroadcasting.com. And the Intrepid Foundation are matching that dollar for dollar, so we're actually up to $110,000. So,
damn.
That is amazing.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Tim.
Absolutely nothing to plug. So contribute to Nick's seaweed farm. Listen to his podcast. Come on to this show at The Catfish coming up.
Well done.
And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Timothy Clark. That's all I got so far.
Excellent. Carlo.
Also, not too much, Josh. Me and Lauren are on at Crab Lab tonight, but this podcast will not be released in time.
No, you would have missed it by about 5 hours.
Yeah. People will be talking about this gig at Crab Lab tonight for many years to come. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But we're both on the Rochester Hotel tomorrow night.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yes.
And you're on Instagram. Where can people follow you on Instagram?
Yes, at Cartwheels Comedy.
Cool.
I do about one post every 6 months. So
that's good. Don't want to bombard people with your stuff. Lauren, where can people see or hear you?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Lauren E. Bonner, Lauren Y. Bonner. Check me out. I'm doing a show in Sydney next week. If you're in Sydney, it's called Heartbreaker. That's all on my socials. Please follow me. Those numbers directly correlate to my confidence. Thank you.
Hey, if you are in Melbourne, come along to the live shows at The Catfish starting November 3, going all the way up until December 15, every Sunday, 3 p.m. We'll do the podcast, then a small break. Then we'll have a live stand-up show of people getting up and doing brand new material for the festival. Oh, it's going to be fun. Tickets at joshearl.com.au. Thanks for playing. See you next time. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.